What's this about asthma rates climbing for children and adults?
Well, the Center for Disease Control in the United States looked at data between 2001 and 2009 and found an increase, not a huge increase, but an increase in the general population of about 7.3% of the population in 2001 up to 8.2% in 2009. And then they broke it down for children and adults and for men and for women. They found that women were more likely than men to have asthma, and children's rates were a little higher, 8.7% in 2001. To 9.6% in 2009. But when we see increases in the diagnosis of asthma, we have to ask ourselves, is this because of exposure to various environmental irritants such as smoke, dust, pollens, seasonal allergies? Is it a genetic predisposition? Is it that because you have more people with asthma, you have more children with asthma, and you see those increases? Or is it because it's being recognized more by physicians and by patients themselves and diagnosed more accurately? And so the rate, when you add up the number of asthma cases, seems to increase, but it may be that you still have the same number of people affected, only that in 2001, the rate was much less in terms of diagnosing, but really you still have the same number. So that's really the issue. Nevertheless, more people are being treated. The death rates are decreasing despite the noticeable increase. And early diagnosis, education, recognizing an asthma attack, taking your medications on a regular basis seems to have made a big difference. So the numbers are going up, but the cause is still relatively unclear.
All right. Do you want to comment just quickly on the people who are going to these salt caverns to sit in the salt air and breathe salt mist for asthma?
No evidence that this does anything. I think this is like another fad, and really, you know, people will do things without very much evidence, and that I think is going to continue, unfortunately, for a lot of different conditions.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.